Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. First week of OTAs are in the books, so let's get to it. Let's start off with the free agent players that the Jags signed this year. What are your first impression of these guys?
Well, I'll let Brian talk Julius Thomas because he's the obvious one, but Jeremy Parnell and Jared Odrick, I think, have also looked as good as you can look in this non-contact work. You know, if there's a theme for me from this first week beside Blake Bortles, it's that these free agents certainly look the part, and they look like a stronger roster at three or four key spots. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, Thomas is good.
Thanks, Brian.
I do my best. Quickly, Odrick is bigger than I thought he was. Yeah, I mean, and he's got that long body style, which will allow him to really get guys off the line of scrimmage and then keep them from getting into his body, which you like. Mm-hmm. And I like Dan Scuda. You know, he worked out with some of the defensive ends, and I think that's a great addition on that left side of the defense where you've got Odrick and Scuda, where a year ago, you know, you had Big Red, who was inconsistent, and Tyson. You know, so now you've got Odrick and Tyson over there with Scuda. You've got something to work with.
Since we didn't talk to Julius very much, let's not overlook, he looks the part, and I think he's probably the biggest addition. Biggest price, but the biggest addition so far.
And big physically, too. Yeah. Big guy on the field. Let's talk about the quarterback now. Blake Bortles talks about mechanics and the new offense, but is he ready to move forward now?
Well, I'll just say this, and John's more the quarterback guy than I am. Right now, the fundamentals look good, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing's breaking down because nothing's coming in at him. But I've been watching the spiral on the ball because last year I wondered, you know, where's the zip? Where's the zip? And it was his fundamentals. In talking to some coaches and some players, right now it looks like he's really gotten a lot accomplished in terms of working the fundamentals. Whether they stay or not, that's something you talk about more than I.
I was taken from talking to Alan Hearns this week, who worked some with Blake before they got here. He talked about the velocity of the ball getting there quicker. I'm going to withhold judgment because none of this matters until training camp. And all these things have to last until then. But so far, so good.
I just got a flash of John sitting in a judge's robe for a segment on this at some point. Judge John.
I
kind of like it, too.
I think I play that every week on .com Live, right?
Like right. But this time it's John.
Let's finish with this. The Jags have added free agents. They've added draft picks. Well, what's missing on this roster still?
Well, I think they still, over the long term, need to get deeper a lot of spots. That's the next step, of course. I think free safety is still what you look at and say, do they have a frontline guy there, Sergio Brown starting right now, and you're going to have Sample there at some point, I think, you know, either this year or next year. At some point, it's going to be a real battle. So I'd say free safety is still the one that you've got to look at and see how it plays out on the field come training camp.
You know, the thing that I look at when I see this roster is I see options almost everywhere. Okay, mm-hmm. Dante Fowler's not there. Well, he didn't get better because he's not there. But you've got a lot of options of what you can do with the defensive line. Scuda gives you a big body who can do a lot at that auto spot. And then you've got guys like Leroy Reynolds now who gets to be your fourth or fifth linebacker, right, who can come in and play situationally for you and doesn't have to play way above his X's and O's capacity. So, you know, you look all over the roster, I could make the case for maybe keeping 10 offensive linemen, which you'd love to do, but you probably won't, which means you're going to have some battles here and there. There are options all over the roster. In the last 2 years, you really had to stretch to see any.
On paper, a lot better, and that's all you're going to have in OTAs is on paper.
Is withholding judgment.
Yeah, I will withhold judgment.
Maybe that should be the name of a new segment.
I'll withhold judgment on you, too, by
withholding judgment. You have been for 20 years.
The Jags are back on the field Monday, and that's it for this week on Jags of the Roundtable.